We have had some investigation sites that have had some very dark energies. And had it not been for, you know, some people call it intuition, I call it my spirit guides. Had it not been for my guides warning me of certain situations, it could have ended up very badly. I have been to a site where I actually have been scratched. Yeah, we've been in some situations where we've actually collected evidence on video recording, audio and visual, with things moving, you know, voices on recordings, things like that. So it's kind of nice sometimes to have that backup on a recording to coincide with things that I am picking up, you know, and saying that I'm getting from my spirit guides. It's really nice to have that validation.
Welcome back to another great show. Another great episode today is with Tambra Ross. She's a paranormal investigator with the Paranormal Investigations of Oklahoma. Tambra is a psychic medium who's able to communicate with spirits in the afterworld and relay their messages to their loved ones they left back in the physical world. This is the first of a three-part series that I will be running. Tambra also has a new book she just released, and we will talk about that. But before we get into my conversation with Tambra, I'm happy to announce that I have joined forces with the Indie Blast Podcast Network. I look forward to a prosperous new year and for all of us to grow from each other. If you would like your podcast to be on a network, Indie Blast has just got off the ground and are looking for exciting new podcasters wanting to share their story and events on the Indie Blast Podcast Network. Also, starting this month, I will be on every Tuesday. I have been on every other Tuesday, but now we're going to try every week. And for the rest of this month, I am going to just concentrate on the paranormal investigations of Oklahoma. These guys here, the and women, they are phenomenal. They have a very diverse team, and an atheist, a Christian, a pastor, a Buddhist, a medium. There are so many different ways of looking at their investigations that they play off each other very well. I'll be right back with my conversation with Tambra Ross.
It wasn't even a cool dog, like a Rottweiler. No, it's like, no, a schnauzer almost took me off the earth.
So, did you drink a lot? Did you do drugs? I mean, what?
Yeah, yes, to both.
And I gotta tell you, I was an ass.
Really?
For the bulk of those years.
Okay, just and like, what, you mean arrogant?
Arrogant. It was just all about Phil Moon, whatever Phil Moon could do to benefit Phil Moon.
Okay.
And I didn't care who I walked on, who I stepped on, who I angered.
Have you ever passed someone on the sidewalk and wondered what their story is? What makes them tick? What makes them who they are? I'm Nathan Wade, and I'm the host of Everyone Has a Story podcast. Each week, we interview an average person and explore the events that have impacted, shaped, and molded them into the individuals they are today. In this world of vicious social media rants and bitter partisan politics, we need to put the Facebook down and shut the Fox News or CNN off and take our neighbor a plate of cookies. Now, I'm trying to do my small part here to bring people a little closer together. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy chair, and join me in on the conversation. Everyone Has a Story releases a new episode every Monday morning. You can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. You can also listen and subscribe at everyonehasastorypodcast.com. Remember, everyone is unique. Everyone has a story. What's yours?
Okay, I'm excited today to have Tambra Ross on the show. She is a member of the Paranormal Investigations of Oklahoma. Is that correct, Tambra?
Yes, it is.
Okay, what is your duties at PIO?
I am the case manager and psychic medium for the team.
I see you have quite a diverse team.
We do. We actually have currently 8 members on our team. It ranges from a multiculture of beliefs, from Christianity, Buddhism. We have members that are skilled in demonology, Wiccan. We even have a practicing witch on our team. So it is pretty diverse. We all have our own skills. We get along beautifully. We all take our practice very seriously, and we look out for one another. So it's pretty diverse, yes.
Well, that's really good, because I've talked to a few paranormal teams, and they're either all atheist or agnostic, or, I mean, you don't see quite a diverse team as yours.
No, you know, when we do our investigations, it's all about research. It's all about education for our clients just as much as it is for us. You know, it's a science. It's a spiritual experience. And we take that very seriously.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I've talked to quite a few paranormal investigators from basically all around. You're the first from Oklahoma. That's cool. So do you have a lot of activity in Oklahoma?
Surprisingly, yes. We are pretty busy. There are some other teams here in Oklahoma as well. A couple teams that we work pretty closely with, actually. We get quite a few calls from businesses, from individuals. We do house investigations. You know, we're not your typical Ghostbusters by any means. Each case that we handle is handled with extreme confidentiality. You know, we have a pretty big following. We do have a Facebook page. You know, we try to reach out to the public and help with education. We do private consults, things like that.
So you do anything from home to hospitals? And
Yes. We have done a few hospitals. We've done, we've done bookstores. We have done shoe stores. We've done mental hospitals. We have done several private residences. You know, for the sake of privacy, you know, unless we have permission, we don't disclose those. Typically, how it works is a lot of our cases are done through referrals. Or they reach out through social media, or, you know, they find us somehow. They'll reach out either to the team owners or through myself. And we have a process that, you know, it's a pretty in-depth questionnaire that we go through, you know, when they call us. Things that we have to ask before we ever go to an investigation site. So, you know, it's not at all like what you see on TV at first.
Mm-hmm. Very professional. I like that.
Yes.
I see that you have a new book coming out. Are you writing a new book?
I actually just finished my very first book. Yes. It's called To Me With Love. and it is actually about to go to print. So I'm hopeful that it will be out in the bookstores here within the next month or two. It basically is an autobiography. It is basically how I came to be. It's a little bit about past, present, and future. Kind of talking about being a psychic medium and what it was like growing up with the gifts that I have and developing them and you know, becoming part of a paranormal team and what that's like. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
All right, that's really good. It's going to be available at on Amazon and
all the bookstores, that major bookstores. Yes.
At the end of this podcast, we'll put a link to all the places it'll be available at.
Yeah, I'm not sure all the information as far as the exact delivery date. I do know that it will be available for like Kindle app, as well as hard copy, things like that.
As far as being a psychic medium, a good friend of mine just passed away a couple years ago. Matter of fact, I'm a musician also, and we collaborated on a couple songs. He's a rapper, and I'm an old school rock and roller. But it was a strange collaboration, but it worked out really well, and we were really good friends. And they found him hung in his father's garage. And his mother never believed that he committed suicide, that he was actually murdered due to a few evidence at the scene. And she brought in a couple of psychic mediums, and they both, even though they didn't know each other, they both came up with the same conclusion. You know, where he was found hung was not the site where he
passed.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to go into detail, but what kind of cases have you been involved with?
Oh, well, some are harder than others, for sure. Some of them, actually, I have to say that there's been two that have caught me off guard. It wasn't until actually maybe 10 minutes into the reading where I realized that the person was actually looking for someone that was a missing person. And that missing person was actually speaking to me. You know, sometimes those are the most difficult. I've had some that are just pretty heart-wrenching. Mm-hmm. I feel things physically. You know, it's hard. I always tell people when I go into a session that there's no magic tricks. There's no hoodoo voodoo. It's just me talking with my spirit guides. I give them exactly what I'm being told through my guides. I give them what I'm being shown. So the messages that I receive are not for me. They're not for me to make sense of. So I've had some situations that have been very difficult. But I also feel like it is a true blessing for me to be able to experience those messages with my clients at the same time. Mm-hmm. I have a lot that have become great friends. So I enjoy being able to share those messages with my clients.
Do you find it's harder to, have you ever been involved with anything that's close to home, like, excuse me, that's personal, like family?
Oh, yes.
You know, outside of family.
I don't read for family just simply because, you know, I had a friend one time ask me, you know, well, what about with your children? You know, I am a mom. I have three wonderful children and I have grandchildren. You know, I'm still a mom. I'm still human. Being a psychic medium is just, you know, a wonderful bonus. but sometimes it is hard for me to take that part of me and separate it. I don't read for family simply because it is family, and I, you know, there are ethical things that come with that, with being a medium. There is a boundary there. So no, when it comes to family, I don't read for them. I will refer them to someone else that I trust.
That's interesting, because I talked to a couple others also, and they had the same answer.
Yeah.
You know, they stay away from family and close friends.
Yeah. Yeah. We have ethical boundaries, and there's just certain lines that we don't cross. So
do you use your skills in the for the paranormal investigations?
Yes, very much so. In fact, I rely on them quite heavily. We have had some investigation sites that have had some very dark energies. And had it not been for, you know, some people call it intuition. I call it my spirit guides. Had it not been for my guides warning me of certain situations, it could have ended up very badly. I have been to a site where I actually have been scratched. We've been in some situations where we've actually collected evidence on video recording, audio and visual, with things moving, you know, voices on recordings, things like that. So it's kind of nice sometimes to have that backup on a recording to coincide with things that I am picking up, you know, and saying that I'm getting from my spirit guides. It's really nice to have that validation.
Yeah. And when you intertwine that with the other people on the team.
Yes.
It has to work pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
So how many investigations do you think you've been on?
Oh, wow. Well, we typically try to do at least one a month, something that we can kind of pick out ourselves. But on average, sometimes three a month. And I've been with the team myself for probably 3 years. So quite a few.
So when the team goes out, does the whole team go?
Typically, yes. Everybody does still have their own obligations, though. Everybody has a job outside of the team. So as long as their outside obligations, you know, don't interfere, then everybody does try to make it to the investigations. Now, there are some investigations that sometimes we're driving 2 to 3 hours to get to.
Yeah, it was going to be, that's my next question. It was like, how far out do you travel to do a investigation?
Yeah, sometimes 3 hours. I think the longest I've driven was probably 4 hours for an investigation. I feel like I am just kind of getting started in my career. So it's like, I'm very blessed, and I'm looking forward to, you know, a lot more investigations and helping people. I mean, that's what it's really all about. We enjoy helping people. We enjoy educating people. And, you know, that's, if I have an opportunity to, I always tell people too that, you know, I have no control over who comes through during the sessions, but if I have that opportunity to be able to connect someone with a loved one, that is the joy that I get out of it.
What about the Oklahoma Paracon? Is that coming up this year? Or?
Yes. Yes. We do that every year in October, and it's a lot of fun. It is, every year we try to do it somewhere different. It's really just a bunch of either different, you know, different teams. Some of them are local. Some of them actually come from out of state. And then people that have you know, an interest in paranormal or UFOs. We have people that come and speak about Bigfoot. It's really a great time. It's people from all over in the paranormal community that get together. We have vendors. You can come, you can, if you want to buy crystals, if you want to buy books, there's a little bit of everything for everybody. So it's a 2-day event. There's always an investigation site to go to. So yeah, it's really pretty cool.
Yeah, I just talked to a paranormal investigator from out of Minnesota, and they had the Minnesota Paracon. He was talking about, and I've seen yours on there from Oklahoma. And he was talking the same thing. Matter of fact, he has actually seen Bigfoot. Anything you want to tell the listeners where they can find you at? And
I do have a website. It's super easy. It is just www.psychicmediumtambra.com. If you're ever in Oklahoma, feel free to look us up. We're PIO, Paranormal Investigations of Oklahoma. We have an awesome team. Paracon in October. Come see us. Come check us out. We're always there.
Well, thank you, Tambra, for being on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
I want to thank Tambra for being on the show today. And make sure you tune in next week when we have Kale Epperson. He is the owner and group leader from the Paranormal Investigations of Oklahoma in our part 2 of our 3-part series. So we will see you next week. I'm your host, Al Cooley, with Ghosts in the Valley.
There are 24 hours in a day. 1/3 of the day is spent in bed. Now, why not be in the most comfortable you can get? Layla mattresses are more than just a foam mattress. They are copper-infused and flippable. That's right, flippable. If you like a harder mattress, use one side. If you like a softer mattress, flip it over and voila! And the great thing about Layla is getting to try it out for 120 nights. That's right, 4 months. And if you decide that you don't like the mattress, Layla will pick up the cost of shipping it back and give you a full refund. Layla also offers bamboo sheets, weighted blankets, and memory foam pillows. And if you act soon, you can take advantage of their spring sale. $150 off a mattress and 2 free pillows. That's a $300 value. Plus, they are offering $30 to $50 off accessories. If you would like to take advantage of this great deal, simply follow the link in the show notes to let them know we sent you and to help support the show. Layla Sleep, thoughtfully designed for the most cool, clean, comfortable sleep imaginable.
Indie Blast Podcast Network.